In this lecture, we will discuss Primorats's attempts to provide a conceptually clear definition of terrorism. He begins by clearing the ground. Primorats claims that the only things that everyone who talks about terrorism seems to agree on is, one, it is a bad thing, and two, it involves violence in some way. Other than that, people seem to endorse general claims that make it impossible for anything their side does to be terrorism, while making as much as possible of what their opponents do into terrorism. There are three broader principles that tend to get invoked. One, terrorism is something that is, by definition, done by insurgents. Nothing that a state does can be considered terrorism. Any violent act by insurgents is terrorism. Two, terrorism is not something that can be done in pursuit of a just cause. That is, if justice is on the side of your cause, then nothing that you do can be considered terrorism. Three, if one's opponents are terrorists, then one cannot be a terrorist. Only one side in any given conflict can be engaging in terrorism. Primorats argues that none of these assumptions hold up, and that a productive discussion of terrorism requires dropping all three of them. So terrorism will not be defined in terms of who the actor is, state or insurgent group, or by the actor's long-term goal or cause, national liberation or national defense, but instead on a description of what is actually done and the strategy that is being employed. This is what Primorats calls the proximate goal of the action, meaning not the long-term goal of the movement, for example.